USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Job Creators Network, one of the nation's largest small business advocacy groups, filed a notice with the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday and sent a letter to President Joe Biden pushing back on his administration's bullying of small business owners and attempts to force them to comply with its employer vaccine mandate. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the White House will keep pushing.
Our message to businesses right now is to move forward with measures that will make their workplaces safer and protect them, their workforces from COVID-19.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee blasted the verdict released on Friday in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse and called for the Justice Department to review the court decision. Representative Jerry Nadler's remarks veered sharply from the message issued by President Joe Biden, who, unlike progressives, said that he respected the jury's decision. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The official European Union database of suspected drug reaction website is now reporting 30,551 fatalities and 1,163,000 adverse drug reactions from COVID vaccines Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca through November 13th, based on the data submitted to its system. A lifelong feminist and Democrat gave a stark warning to her party, stop promoting the abolition of biological sex or lose votes, and it's terrible for women and girls, Kara Dansky, president of the Women's Human Rights Campaign U.S. chapter, told Fox News.
The movement to sort of promote the idea that men can be women is fundamentally anti-feminist, it is anti-woman, and it is very politically regressive.
She said the U.S. is in the middle of a national crisis over the meanings of the words sex and gender. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Watch out for a Hulu price hike.
If you Hulu, well, be aware they're raising prices again. The streaming service upping the price of its live TV subscriptions by $5 a month. But they'll also add ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. Set to begin on December 21st, Hulu subscriptions with live TV will now cost $69.99 a month for the ad-supported version, $75.99 without ads. The hike comes about a year since the last price hike when the company upped subscription costs by $10 a month. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Traffic down a California freeway was paralyzed when people scrambled to get their hands on the dollar bills flying out of an armored truck. Authorities asked the public to return the cash or risk criminal charges. The California Highway Patrol told local news stations that when the vehicle was driving down Interstate 5 in Carlsbad near San Diego on Friday morning, one of its doors popped open and bags of cash flew out.
This is the most insane thing I've ever seen. Someone dropped money all over the freeway. San Diego has shut down. Literally, it has shut down. Look at the freeway right now. Oh my gosh.
The cash belongs to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and people should return the bills to a California Highway Patrol office within 48 hours to avoid potential criminal charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Brian.